Update. Organizers announced tonight that Sunday's Aurelia Terry Fox run raised $43,170.80, with more funds expected to bump the community's cumulative total since 1988 to approximately $900,000. The Aurelia event was bolstered by online donors and an auction, while approximately 425 participants and run day volunteers took part in person. I'm heartened and grateful to our participants and volunteers for adapting to handle a rough start to their day, only to see the clouds part in time for our opening ceremonies and run start, says event organizer Allison Stoneman. The success of the return to an in-person community run is a tribute to the support we receive from the community. It was a great day for cancer research. Original story. Despite Sunday's rain-filled skies, hundreds of runners, walkers, bikers, and even dogs turned out for the annual Terry Fox Run in Aurelia at Couchiching Beach Park, all in support of the Terry Fox Foundation. "Today's a great day for the Terry Fox Run," announced Jack Latimer, Master of Ceremonies for the event, during opening ceremonies that kicked off the fundraiser. In 1980, after being diagnosed with bone cancer, and with his right leg being amputated, also due to his cancer, Terry Fox embarked on a cross-Canada run to raise money and awareness for cancer research. Sadly, his cross-country run came to an end in Thunder Bay after cancer returned in his lungs and he was forced to stop. He passed away just under a year later. Since then, Terry's name has been kept alive with the Terry Fox Foundation. The foundation's aim is to support people going through cancer and to help cancer research for the years and decades to come. To date, they have raised over $850 million for cancer research, and with each Terry Fox run, that number continues to grow. "The Terry Fox Foundation is one of the best foundations for research we have today," stated Adam Chambers, MP of Simcoe North, who was at the Terry Fox run today. "There's always a sad story when it comes to cancer, but in today's world with all the awareness and research, especially what the Terry Fox Foundation has achieved, we have many more great stories than sad stories," added Latimer. Former Simcoe North MP Bruce Stanton told the crowd assembled at the park about his journey with cancer. "I had stage 2 melanoma cancer, and while I was going through it, I had the best team working for me," said Stanton. "The shock for me was it comes right out of left field, family history or not," he explained. "The journey was real and nothing I ever expected, but I had a great support team behind me to fight it and they helped me get through cancer. I still go down to Toronto to get checked for it a couple times a year, but after going through cancer, my message to you is if anything seems off, get it checked out, because you just never know." One of the unique parts to the event was the opportunity to see a replica Ontario Provincial Police cruiser that is similar to the one that escorted Terry Fox across Ontario, including his stop in Aurelia, when he addressed the community at the Aqua Theatre. "Terry Fox has always been and will continue to be a staple within the OPP and OPP community," said Thomas Carrick, Commissioner of the Ontario Provincial Police. "From all of us, thank you for being here today and let's keep Terry's dream alive." The rain did cancel some plans and forced organizers to make alterations, but the run was a great success overall, said organizers whose goal was to raise $1 per citizen in Aurelia. A fundraising total for today's event was not available. Today's run in Aurelia was not the only one. Thousands of runs across Canada from communities far and wide returned to in-person events after virtual runs over the last 2 years due to the pandemic. "I would keep going no matter what happens," Terry Fox once said, a sentiment carried on by participants far and wide. There is still time to donate. Click here to donate to the Terry Fox Foundation, or for more information about the foundation, or if you would like to get involved, click here.